Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Biannual alcohol compliance checks completed by police department. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During an alcohol compliance check conducted by the Gillette Police Department, five local businesses failed the inspection by serving alcohol to minors involved in the operation. Twice a year, alcohol compliance checks are carried out, accompanied by an annual inspection for tobacco compliance. To perform these compliance checks, law enforcement uses individuals aged between 18 and 20 to complete the checks. According to Wasson, recruits are often children of city employees or other underage individuals from the area. They undergo training by the police department and are required to truthfully respond to queries about their age or identification. Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said out of the 42 businesses inspected, five were found to have served alcohol to underage individuals. Four of the businesses underwent reinspection and passed. The establishments found in violation include Fireside Bar and Lounge, the Eagles Lodge, Jack's Drive-In Liquor, Center Bar, and the Wyoming Ribbon Chop House. If a server or bartender serves alcohol to a minor during these checks, the responsible individual receives a citation. Upon conviction, the business might face administrative penalties ranging from $500 to $1,500. However, these fees can be waived if the establishment collaborates with the police department to update its operational plan or provide training to untrained staff. Former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan cited for veering off Yellowstone Path. Pierce Brosnan, the Irish actor famous for his run playing James Bond and many other films and television roles, was cited Tuesday for reportedly veering onto Wyoming's Mammoth Terraces when the area was closed. The Wyoming U.S. Attorney's Office confirmed to Cowboy State Daily on Wednesday that the two citations for Pierce Brosnan, dating from alleged November 1st violations, are indeed for the famous actor. His address listed on the court filing is in Beverly Hills. Brosnan did not immediately respond to Cowboy State Daily for a request for comment, which was placed on his website's contact page. One of the two citations says that Brosnan was walking in the thermal area. Yellowstone federal rules mandate park visitors to stay on the designated paths. The other says he violated a closure of the Mammoth Terraces, a tall structure of mineralized hot spring tiers. Brosnan is required to be in court January 23rd at the Yellowstone Justice Center before U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephanie Hambrick. Hambrick, in a sentencing hearing in November 2022, emphasized how delicate and dangerous Yellowstone's thermal features are. Hambrick said individuals either voluntarily or sometimes involuntarily wind up in a thermal feature and suffer very, very severe burns and injuries and sometimes even death. She then reflected on the death of a man who apparently used a thermal pool to kill himself earlier that prior summer. There have been numerous other reports in Yellowstone of visitors leaving the designated paths at thermal pools and features. In June, a visitor captured a video of a pair of other visitors intentionally leaving the boardwalk at a thermal to attempt to touch the superheated and acidic water. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.